listening to Wake Up Call on the Sports Map Radio Network.
Presented by Rocket Mortgage. Home loans that fit your life. Rocket can.
Live from the O'Reilly Auto Parts Studios, alongside Ron Culver, here's Tony D.
It's Wake Up Call, Tony D and Ron Culver. Glad you could be with us. All right, let's go out to the Progressive guest line. Progressive making it easy to bundle your home and car insurance. Get your quote at Progressive.com today. Derek Fisher, five-time NBA champion, now the current coach of the Los Angeles Sparks in the WNBA. Partnering up with USAA, it is Veterans Day, and with USAA is encouraging all Americans to step up, show their support for the nearly 18 million living U.S. military veterans participating in the third annual hashtag Honor Through Action Challenge. And here to talk about that, as well as some basketball, is Derek Fisher. How are you, sir?
I'm doing well. Doing well, thankfully, man. How are you today?
I'm doing great. Thanks for helping with us out today. A little bit of what's going on with USAA and talk about how you're honoring the military veterans, including your father, John, is a military veteran.
Yes, yes. It's Veterans Day, and, you know, every Veterans Day is special, but you know, this one in particular, you know, just really excited to partner with USAA. And like you said, we're encouraging all Americans to step up and show their support for the nearly 18 million living U.S. military veterans and participating in the third annual hashtag Honor Through Action Challenge, which is a real cool and fun way to show your support. So I'm excited, man. I the challenge is fun. It's easy. You draw the letter V for veterans. You draw it on your palm. Well, I used a black Sharpie when I did mine. You put the initials. I put my father's initials at JF. You snap a photo. You share it on social media using that hashtag, Honor Through Action. And it's just a cool way to show your appreciation for veterans on this Veterans Day. So excited to talk to you, man. Excited for this opportunity.
With the Los Angeles Lakers winning the title inside the bubble, and it was a very unique year and obviously tragic at the beginning of the 2020 season with the loss of Kobe Bryant and what the organization had to go through with that. Then a very good season was about to be derailed by COVID. We didn't know if we'd come back. Then there was a bubble. And the Lakers emerged champions when it was all said and done. 2020, looking at what that title, what does it mean for Los Angeles, what it means to you, that LeBron and the Lakers are champs of the NBA season?
You know, 2020 has been, really a challenging year in so many ways. And like you said, just starting with the loss of Kobe and Gianna and Peyton Chester and Alyssa Adebeli and other families that were on that helicopter. Like it was not easy to keep going, you know, in a lot of ways. And then, you know, COVID and the NBA suspended and, you know, other sports. And I think the Lakers and, you know, the Dodgers broke through in baseball. It just says a lot, I think, about the courage, the mental toughness, the ability to still stay focused and disciplined, through adversity. This is a special championship year, I think, for the Lakers. And they deserve a lot of credit for what they accomplished.
In a way, do you think winning a title in a bubble situation like that, is it more difficult mentally? Is it easier mentally? Physically, you're doing the same thing, but you're not getting a normal routine. You're broken from that, but also you eliminate the travel. What do you think the bubble meant in terms of preparation and readiness for a team to play basketball?
Yeah, it's a good question. I mean, on the WNBA side, with the Sparks, we had our challenges. Like you said, there are some positives as well. I think it depends on the individual player and coach and what their situation is. I don't think there's any question that your mental health and mental well-being, impacts a lot of what you do, even physically. And so, being in a bubble environment wasn't the greatest thing mentally for a lot of people. But I think that the players and teams and staffs and, all the sports leagues that found a way to try and get through their seasons and keep people healthy and safe as much as possible just deserve a lot of credit. It's unprecedented. So it's hard to compare, I think, to other situations. Hopefully we won't have to be in that situation, again in the future.
Derek Fisher joining us, five-time NBA champion, current coach of the Los Angeles Sparks for USAA. For more on what they're doing to honor military veterans, visit USAA.com/Veterans Day. You won championships with the Lakers. You know what it's like to win with one of the premier teams in sports. LeBron now has a title with the Lakers. Does that matter more? It's one of the more iconic franchises in all of sports.
It's a good question in terms of whether it matters more. I'm not sure if it matters more. I think I do believe that this year in 2020, it will be arguably the most memorable one.
Sure.
Because of what it represents. I don't think it takes away from what he or other players have accomplished in previous years. But the sports teams and athletes and folks that are just finding a way to still excel this year, I think people are just, they're going to remember it for a very, very long time in a different way. And as you stated, when you accomplish certain things on a bigger stage, more people notice. And when you're wearing the purple and gold, you're on a bigger stage. I think more people are going to notice this championship, maybe compared to some other ones. And, the great thing about it is LeBron is going to be wearing the purple and gold again when the season starts. And, I think that's a good thing for Lakers fans.
Derek, I would be remiss not to ask you about your relationship with Kobe and what you miss about him and what he meant to you, because 2020 has been filled with so much news and so much stuff that we'll remember the year by. But Kobe is certainly going to be on top of that list, and it happened early enough in the year that it is going to be part of the way we remember 2020. What do you miss most about Kobe? What do you remember most about playing with him?
What I miss the most is, it's hard to sometimes have conversations with folks that have experienced enough of the same things so that when you're talking about something, you know that they get it too, right? Like, you know that they, if you're a firefighter, if you serve in the military, if you're a police officer, if you're an attorney, like, there's certain things that just they know because they've been in those situations before. So the conversations that you can have with them are different than everybody else. And that's what I miss the most is just being able to, even if he and I hadn't talked for 6 months, like, we could easily pick up the phone or we could see each other at a youth basketball tournament. And there was instant connection, instant recognition of, like, I know you, know me because of what we've been through together, and nobody else in this whole building understands it but you and I. And that was a cool thing to have. So I'll miss that. And, I think, playing with somebody like Kobe, you have a reminder every day of what's possible when you are fully committed to doing your job at the highest level. It's hard to put into words what that means. Like, you're better because of how great he is. So I was very fortunate to have that example for 13 and a half years of my career. And, I wouldn't be having this conversation with you if it were not for him. Definitely going to miss him forever.
One quick question before you go, and please allow me to do this. My daughter is a young high school basketball player. She loves the WNBA. She was excited that I got to talk to you. She did want me to ask you this one question, if you don't mind. She said, what do you like most about coaching in the WNBA and coaching women's basketball?
Oh, man, I think what I like the most about coaching in the W and coaching women's basketball is that I think the openness and the willingness to learn and to grow and to understand that none of us know everything already, right? And I think that's one of the beautiful things about women's basketball. I've always loved it, always appreciated it, and supported it, is that it's a community. And there's a recognition that we all need each other in order to do well. And that's an enjoyable thing. And so, I think the women's basketball, movement is here to stay. And my hope is that your daughter in high school can continue to see the WNBA as a barometer for where she wants to be and what she wants to become over the next 3, 4, 5, 6, 7 years. And we can see her there one day. because I'm really enjoying it. I think it's a great game. Again, and it's a community unlike any other. Like, if you're in women's basketball, it is for the love, it is for the passion, and that's a good feeling for me to be a part of every day.
Derek, I really appreciate your time. Thank you so very much. I really appreciate it. Thanks.
All right, thank you. Take care.
Derek Fisher, again, USAA, go to USAA.com/Veterans Day and check out how they're honoring the 18 million living U.S. military veterans participating in their hashtag Honor Through Action Challenge. And Progressive is proud to honor our veterans by donating cars to move their lives forward, especially in times of need. Learn more about their Keys to Progress program and plans for 2020 at KeysToProgress.com. Tony D, Ron Culver, it is Wake Up Call on the Sports Map Radio Network.